Now, read task 2. Now, listen to part 2.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Patrick, and I'm your guide for today's tour. As you all know, our trip will take us to the Hot Pools of Hot Water Beach, one of Rotorua's main attractions. The first part of the trip is a rafting tour that takes about 1.5 hours. Maybe you're wondering where the river is. It's about 250 meters away from here, right behind that hill. But the road ends here because the slope leading down to the water is too steep. That's why we have to carry the boats through the forest to the river. There are 10 of us, so we're taking 2 boats. The rafting tour is nice and relaxed for most of the time, but there are 2 passages where the water is fast and there are quite a few rocks, so we have to be careful there. Please keep your helmets on for the whole of the trip. Our rafting tour ends at the campsite near the lake. My colleague Sam will be waiting for us there. He'll bring your hiking equipment and prepare a snack lunch for us. After lunch, we start the second part of our trip, the hiking tour. We'll take the famous Torrawira Trail, which leads us through the forest along the shores of the lake. The beautiful landscape around there was once known as the 8th wonder of the world, before it was destroyed by an eruption of the nearby volcano. But don't worry, the volcano has been inactive since 1886, and the area has long since recovered. At the end of the Torrawira Trail, we'll reach Hot Water Beach, where we can each have our own pool in the sand and relax in the natural hot water. From there, a boat will bring us back here in the evening. Now, some advice before we start. The Torrawira Trail is a moderate level walk for most age groups. But if you feel tired, please tell me, so we can take a break. The path is quite rocky in some places, and if you stumble and fall, you can easily hurt yourself. So please, watch your step. Also, make sure you don't leave the path, because we are hiking in a national park and want to protect its wildlife. Now, are there any questions? No? Great. Let's get going then.
Now listen to part 2 again.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Patrick, and I'm your guide for today's tour. As you all know, our trip will take us to the Hot Pools of Hot Water Beach, one of Rotorua's main attractions. The first part of the trip is a rafting tour that takes about 1.5 hours. Maybe you're wondering where the river is. It's about 250 metres away from here, right behind that hill. But the road ends here because the slope leading down to the water is too steep. That's why we have to carry the boats through the forest to the river. There are 10 of us, so we're taking 2 boats. The rafting tour is nice and relaxed for most of the time. But there are 2 passages where the water is fast and there are quite a few rocks. So we have to be careful there. Please keep your helmets on for the whole of the trip. Our rafting tour ends at the campsite near the lake. My colleague Sam will be waiting for us there. He'll bring your hiking equipment and prepare a snack lunch for us. After lunch, we start the second part of our trip, the hiking tour. We'll take the famous Torrawira Trail, which leads us through the forest along the shores of the lake. The beautiful landscape around there was once known as the 8th wonder of the world, before it was destroyed by an eruption of the nearby volcano. But don't worry, the volcano has been inactive since 1886, and the area has long since recovered. At the end of the Torrawira Trail, we'll reach Hot Water Beach, where we can each have our own pool in the sand and relax in the natural hot water. From there, a boat will bring us back here in the evening. Now, some advice before we start. The Torrawira Trail is a moderate level walk for most age groups. But if you feel tired, please tell me so we can take a break. The path is quite rocky in some places, and if you stumble and fall, you can easily hurt yourself. So please, watch your step. Also, make sure you don't leave the path, because we are hiking in a national park and want to protect its wildlife. Now, are there any questions? No? Great, let's get going then.
This is the end of part 2.